line. What do you want to hear?
Hi, Mason. I want to hear Zed Clarity. I do want to thank you for something while I have you on the phone, because
sure.
That is actually my children's father and I's song, and he passed away a year ago this month, and I just wanted you to know, sir, that he used to call you with my children and request songs like all the time, and my four children think you're his daddy's friend, so we appreciate everything, and I'm just thinking about him a lot right now, and I appreciate you, so.
You got me crying over here. That's crazy. What was his name?
His name was Matthew Minion, and he was also a veteran of the Iraqi war, worth mentioning today on 9/11. I thank him for his service as well as everyone else.
How did he die?
PTSD related to that situation, but we lost him a year ago on the 7th of September. So.
And I'm going to try and see if I can find an old call from him. Where are you from?
Little Falls, Minnesota, and he would have called you from Swanville, Minnesota.
Oh.
And he called you a lot.
I remember him, yeah. Wow.
His name was Matthew, and he called you all the time because he was very lonely, sir. And I just want to thank you because you literally were a friend of his, and you may not have ever known that. But you might have kept him alive a year longer, you know? So.
Wow.
And my kids and I, they're 7, 8, 9, and 13. And every time they hear your voice, they get excited. They say that's daddy's friend. So, and he didn't have very many friends. So.
This is one of the most intense emotional phone calls I've ever heard in my life.
I'm so sorry to do this to you.
No, it's okay. That's what life's all about.
I've been trying to call you for a week and I just haven't gotten through. And I'm out in a parking lot actually because my baby's fussy this evening. And I thought I'd call you. So.
Let's play the song in his honor right now. Thank you so much for sharing your story and remembering him tonight on Live Line.
Thank you. Have a good night. I dive into frozen.